Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for our friend, our health guru, Beverly Nadler, and her extraordinary daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana, and we all want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, our family, and loyal listeners worldwide, and that includes you.
Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find the show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Ted Siuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Kurt's impersonation and improvisation add to the show's transformation. Broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is always fun. We see your comments and appreciate each one. Want to change your life? Change your approach.
Then hire me, Joyce Barry, to be your success coach. And if not now, when? Folks, this is the kind of show that I especially love. Yes, I do love all my shows. Yes, I do love all my guests, or it wouldn't be on the show. But today's show, the magic of music, as you know, probably you're included with the category of people who love music. You know that most people love music, but did you know that music is healing? The wonderful benefits of music include reducing stress, reducing pain, easing anxiety, improving brain and heart health, and so much more. Join us today with our fabulous health guru, the one, the only, Beverly Nadler, as she explains the magic and marvels of music. Whether you sing, whether you play an instrument, or just sit back, listen, and enjoy. One thing I can tell you I always enjoy, and that is when my dear, dear friend Beverly Nadler, author extraordinaire, poetress extraordinaire, and friend extraordinaire, is with us. And here she is with us. Welcome to the show, Miss Beverly.
Thank you, Joyce. And that's one of the days, one of the favorite days of my week is Thursday when I am on this show. There are so many marvelous things to talk about because so much in life, in spite of the negatives that go on, so much in life is good and valuable and extraordinary. And music is one of those things. In researching this, I realized that as much as I thought I knew about the magic and marvels of music, there is so much more. It's just amazing. And it's from the simple to the profound. When I mean simple, I mean just things that will lighten your life or make it more enjoyable or motivate you just because the music is on. But the healing benefits, in addition, are absolutely amazing.
Absolutely, and I find that so true. And in terms of so many benefits, this show no doubt will be an eye-opener about the benefits you didn't even realize would be included if you're someone that likes music, whether you listen, whether you sing, whether you play an instrument, whatever your modality for music is, just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show and enjoy the music.
Right. Yes. Enjoy music. What they found, and this is everything that I'm going to be telling you today, has been thoroughly researched. There are all kinds of brain scans that are being done on people as they listen to music or as they play music. This is research. This is not just, gee, I think this is something. This is absolutely confirmed scientifically. Years ago, they couldn't do that. They didn't have the instruments, but they have it now. And some of the things, and here's some of the simple things, like listening to happy music at work can help you complete tasks more quickly, more efficiently, especially if you're doing something repetitive, like checking email or filing documents. One study showed that the accuracy and efficiency of surgeons, and this is definitely, I'd say, profound for many people, this improved when they worked with the music of their choice in the background. So that's for surgeons we're talking about now. It's a wonderful thing. And people who are going into surgery, if they're listening to music beforehand, in fact, Richard Rogers' daughter actually created a CD for people going into surgery with music that would have a healing effect so that the surgery would be less complicated, that they would recover faster. And absolutely, and I don't know what happened to it. I lent mine to someone, never got it back, but I feel that person probably needs it more than I do since I am not going into surgery. But I just recalled that because it was years ago that I used it, but it was something created especially for surgical patients. So that was quite amazing. Now, in Cornell University, they found that upbeat tunes help workers cooperate, and they make group decisions that contribute to the good of the team, and they do that better if there is music instead of silence.
All of that is so extraordinary, but I just have to share one quick note. I think of all the things that I loaned out to someone and didn't get it back. The problem is by the time you remember that you don't have it because you let someone borrow it, you forgot who it was. So my suggestion is for all you folks that have that happen and really want something back, just make a note of it and put a by when date in your calendar and follow up, say within 30 days so you do get it back, because that is unfortunate. Okay, back to you.
You're right about that. Yeah, that was a very good CD for people going into surgery. One of the things that music does and why it releases stress is because it decreases the stress hormone cortisol. And according to the research, it does it just as well as massage therapy. Now, I'm going to say I love massages, and I have no intentions of giving them up, but it's very interesting to see that they did this study, particularly this was a 2010 study. I don't know if they've done any after that, but they assigned anxious patients to listening to music, either during massage therapy or just while lying in a dim room. And then after 3 months, those who had just listened to the music had the same drop in anxiety as those who also got massages. However, I do not suggest that you give up massages. I love them both. And I also note that any time I've gotten a massage, there is always some soothing music that the therapist is playing.
It's funny you mentioned that because I love, love, love massages. I love all of that good stuff. And if they don't have music on, I request it. Oftentimes they don't have it on. They don't even think that way. They just do their thing, but I always request the music. So I agree with that. It's like getting a double hit at the same time, the music and the massage. I say music plus massage equal miracles.
Beautiful. I agree with you on that. Another thing about music, I was talking about me listening to music before surgery. Well, here is actually some of the results. 73 studies, that's a lot of studies, confirmed that listening to music before, during, and after surgery improves anxiety and pain levels. And that, of course, means less pain medication. Now you can say, well, what's the point of listening to having music played during surgery? It is an absolute fact that even though our conscious mind is asleep or numbed or whatever happens during surgery, our subconscious mind is not. And as proof of that, that I didn't witness it. I knew a person who actually went through this experience. It's not about music, but it's about something happening in surgery. She was very, very heavy, very obese, and during her surgery, while she was under anesthetic, the surgeon said something about that, you know, like, oh, she wasn't so fat, or whatever unkind remark he made. Without her realizing it, when she awoke from the surgery, she actually had this feeling of almost hatred for her surgeon, and she had no idea why. And they were able, I don't know, in hypnosis or something, to go back and actually find what had happened, that she had heard this at a subconscious level, and it had thoroughly, thoroughly distressed her. So, yes, while we're under surgery, we do hear. And, in fact, I just want to mention that in some hospitals, they will play music after them. I don't know about in surgery, but after surgery, they will play it in the room while the person is still under the anesthetic and hasn't woken up yet, because they know that at some level that patient is hearing and benefiting from that music.
I totally get that, what you shared about she didn't know why. She heard it with her subconscious mind. The conscious mind didn't connect to that because of the anesthesia, so her subconscious mind. And on that note, I love going to sleep to music. On my DVR, I have a whole list, and I click on music, and about 30 different stations come, different kinds of music come up. Sometimes I go to sleep to easy listening, which is your elevator music. Sometimes I go to sleep to classic rock, the ones that got the gold records, when I'm a little more upbeat and a little more awake. But either one of the two of all my favorites, but that list has everything from love music to movie music. So whatever I'm in the mood for, I Google and my DVR, I type in music, and that whole list comes up. So I definitely get where it goes to your subconscious mind, and in a good way, just as in that case went in a negative way. It could go either way, but it goes directly to your subconscious mind.
Well, the National Sleep Foundation totally agrees with you, and they clearly stated that listening to music before bed can help you fall asleep faster, wake up less often during the night, and feel more rested in the morning. And that's the studies by the National Sleep Foundation. And they had seniors with sleep problems listen to 45 minutes of soft, slow music before bed and reported a 35%, that's a lot, improvement in the duration of their sleep and less dysfunction throughout the day, so that it was not only better sleep, it affected how they function the following day. So, yes, that's a wonderful thing to do. I do also put on soft music before I go to sleep and let it lull me to sleep. I didn't know all of the research on it. I just liked it. Probably like you, you liked it, and now you find out, huh, there's a real reason for this.
Yes,
there's something
absolutely.
Else that you do on your show that I love, and you put on power music at the beginning. And it's one of the research reports, the rush of energy you feel when you put on your best power song is real. And I love, I think it's Rocky, one of the songs that you play when you
it
start your
Rocky.
Show.
Absolutely, yeah. It is Rocky.
And it is
that
a wonderful
that is. That's my favorite for power music. Has why? I just want to share that my favorite energy music is Tina Turner, Simply the Best. That's my favorite. So those are my two favorite with a gender in mind, power, and just get up and move that body and energy. So, yes, I love music.
Well, here's some scientific proof. They show that people sprint faster, hold heavy weights longer when they're listening to power music. They can perform more reps at greater speed. They also come up with more creative solutions when there's happy, upbeat music. They're you know, saying why. They think it's because the music, which uses both sides of the brain, the right and left hemispheres, that improves your brain's flexibility, or, they're not sure, it may relax you enough for creative juices to flow. But they said when you're looking for creativity, you don't turn it on at full blast. You put it on at a moderate volume, and that will allow the creative juices to flow. So there's so you know, as we said when we began, it's so many wonderful reasons. One of the other things, scientific proof, music releases dopamine, and dopamine is the same neurotransmitter that is released when you eat chocolate, have sex, or use cocaine. Now, that's quite something. So you can actually listen to music and get the same effect. And they even found that anticipating, in other words, knowing the best song, part of the song that you love is coming up, can actually get that dopamine flowing. So dopamine is a very positive neurotransmitter in the brain that responds wonderfully to music.
And you just mentioned something we've got to get in our tag words, very important, and that's to exercise to it. When you don't feel like it, don't want to, just put that right music on and let it get you moving. So that's a very important result as well. That's very positive.
Ha! What you just said, yes, is talking about doing that, but there is actually another piece of research here that says about when if you feel like quitting exercise, whether it's running or biking or walking, just make sure you do it with music because it distracts you if you have any discomfort, and it motivates you to stay with the beat. And in fact, the effect is so profound that the author of a 2012 review examining the psychological effects of music on exercise called music a type of legal performance-enhancing drug.
Wow. Nothing like a legal enhancing drug. Very good.
Okay. So, of course, we know that music, well, when I say of course we know, we don't know, perhaps, but I will tell you the first time I read about the healing effects of music was some years ago, and there's a book that was called The Mozart Effect. And the author of that book, I believe, had a brain tumor, something was going on in his brain, and healing was enhanced. I don't say that's the only thing he did, but his healing was enhanced by listening to music, particularly classical music, and particularly Mozart. That's why he called the book The Mozart Effect. Different musicians and different composers have different ways of putting their music together, and that's why there's different appeals, you know, to different people, what they're more in sync with. But apparently certain things have a, shall we say, a more heightened effect on the brain. That was the first time. It was many years ago. But actually music has been used to heal for centuries, and finally we're actually learning how and why it works. There has been at least 400 recent studies that they found that music promotes the body's production of an antibody, which is called immunoglobulin A, that attacks viruses and bacteria, as well as natural killer cells. It actually increases the natural killer cells in our body, which kill the invading viruses and cancer cells. And I remember reading about how they were trying to develop a certain a drug that could mimic immunoglobulin A. I don't think they've ever been successful with actually creating that drug, but what they have found is that music will promote the body's production of that antibody.
Wow. It goes so far beyond what I even imagined were the benefits, because I always love music and the different kinds of music, you know, for different kinds of moods. So this show is really special, Beverly Nadler. Thank you for coming up with this.
Oh, I love it when I find these things. I say there's so many things that exist for us to make use of in our lives, and many people don't. You know, they just don't bother. And I'm saying this is the simplest thing that you can do. You know, there is also a great deal of pleasure, even if we're not even going to talk about the healing effects. However, pleasure itself is healing. When we're feeling happy, when we're enjoying things, we are releasing so many wonderful antibodies and neurotransmitters and serotonin and all of these things that are positive for the body and allow the body to go into a healing state. So it's wonderful. You know, the Academy Awards, they give out Oscars for the best songs and the best movie scores. They didn't always do that, but in recent years they have. And sometimes, and I don't think at every show, but sometimes what they will do is play a smidgen, a small part of a movie without the music, and then they will play the same thing with the music. And the effects is so remarkable, the way that you feel, the pleasure that you can get, the enjoyment, the, as I said, the feeling of what they're trying to express in that movie because of the music. These composers who do the background for the music, the scores for the movies, they are such an important part of helping us to enjoy one of the things that I find, and I believe you do also, movies, which are just wonderful. And because we love them, they in themselves are healing.
Yes, and I'm sure you have your favorites. I have my favorites, but it's all good. The thing is, anything that could provide happiness, peace, and calm in this world that we're living in today with all the anxiety and stress, it is something one should take very seriously.
Yep, honestly should. You know, Barbara Streisand said that the only thing that's good about the end of love affairs is the beautiful music and love songs that people create out of the experience. And it's, if you think about it, until recently, before we had all of the, what shall I say, the rap music and some of the music which has, what I would say, very negative lyrics, before we had that, almost all music was at some form of love, whether it was happiness and love, you know, I found my love, or it was sadness, but also the artists who create the music, they're in their creation, are helping literally to heal the wounds from whatever unfortunate experience they've had with their negative love affairs or with the ending of their love affairs. So music heals the person who is creating the music, and it also has a healing effect on those of us who listen to it.
And I'll tell you something else that has a healing effect, and that is when you are on the show, Beverly Nadler. Again, I compliment you. You are extraordinary. Every show is an ace show. And besides acing the shows, you also ace your poetry. And this is my number one favorite Beverly Nadler poem.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, you can join us in that endeavor. Simply go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E-N, friends.com. Right under my picture on the upper left of the home page, it says follow. And just by clicking on follow, you will know about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of them. So do become one of the thousands of loyal followers to our show. We just love you. And feel free at any time to send an email to CoachJoyce@AOL.com. Talk about the shows you want to hear, the guests you like, suggestions, recommendations on guests. We love hearing from our loyal listeners as well. JoyceBarry@AOL.com. Back to you, Beverly Nadler.
I want to share something that a music therapist wrote, and it's quite interesting. She was talking about the brain scans, that music lights up the prefrontal cortex, and it triggers memories, and all of a sudden, a person can see a place, a person, an incident, and the strongest responses to music, the ones that elicit vivid memories, cause the greatest activity on brain scans. And that's the reason that they find that stroke patients can access lyrics before they remember language, and why Alzheimer patients remember songs from their youth. In fact, about Alzheimer patients, and this is from a different study, there's first was the music therapist talking, and I have more to share with you of what she wrote, but about going to Alzheimer's patients because it's so important for them. Music helps them retrieve the memories. Now we understand why, because it is the lighting up the prefrontal cortex and triggering those memories. They can communicate more effectively. They remember who they are. And singing in particular is powerful. At certain universities, researchers demonstrate that Alzheimer's patients who regularly belt out their favorites may boost their cognitive function over time. So it's a wonderful thing for Alzheimer's patients or even dementia or anybody who's having memory loss. The music assists them. And then we have so many other things that music does for healing. I mentioned about the antibody that the body produces, which is so important in killing viruses and bacteria and cancer cells. But here are some other studies, and they've done several of them. In fact, this is 20 different studies with 1,400 heart disease patients. And what they found is that music reduced the heart rate, reduced their blood pressure, reduced their anxiety. And their studies show that listening to music that brings you joy, so this would be the happy music, causes blood vessels to expand, increases the blood flow, which improves the cardiovascular health. In fact, this is an amazing statistic. The average upper arm blood vessel diameter of people in the study increased 26% after listening to joyful music. I mean, that is fantastic. You can say that listening to music is a heart remedy. I mean, it is so beautiful.
Wow, a heart remedy. Does it get better than that? A heart remedy. And I just want to say, I can't possibly talk about the healing power of music without giving a special, extraordinary plug to Ariana, a.k.a. Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Beverly Nadler's daughter, that her music is so amazing that it goes to my heart, it goes to my soul. I'm just going to give you just a taste of it so you can hear the voice of an angel. Any excuse to put on that music. I love her. She is my favorite singer. Yes, more than Barbara Streisand, more than Celine Dion. She creates her own songs, and she writes the words. She sings the songs. And I just want to mention one other amazing benefit. I don't believe we hit on it yet, and that's meditation. And you can even meditate to the music of Ariana. Here's a little example. Now that, of course, were those pealing chimes. And here is another one that you can meditate to. I did something wrong. Okay, so we'll move on. I know there's two different meditations. One is called Freedom. One is called I Am. But when I went to both of them, it came out the same. Don't know why. Let me just try it one more time. I Am. chimes, and then the other one is freedom. Unless it just starts that way, I'll have to get to Ariana and find out more about that. But anyway, she does have the voice of an angel. And when you want to really know about healing, just go to DrDeniseNadler.com and you'll find links to know more about her music. Okay, back to you, Mama Nadler. You must be very proud to have her as your daughter.
That you play her music because it is beautiful, wonderful music. And by the way, the music that you're playing, the meditation music, is where she is actually using a crystal bowl. And the crystal bowl is at a particular frequency known as the heart frequency. And her voice is just making the sound along with the actual crystal bowl. So, yes, there isn't a lot of music for meditation that's not known for that purpose, but there is, and I'm probably aside from the beautiful music of my daughter, and I love her music just as you do. You might be able to find more on that. But as you said, I didn't have anything prepared for meditation because most meditations are done in silence. When people are contemplating, meditation is a whole different thing, and we've talked about it, but it certainly can be done with the right kind of music, one that puts you into that state of mind, and certainly the heart frequency that she does with the crystal bowl can put you into that state. There's other ways that music affects you health-wise. The fact, of course, as I said, if you're happier, the joy that music brings, it's a wonderful counteract against depression. And in some of the studies have been done to show that music, in addition to and sometimes instead of medication for depression, has had a huge effect on uplifting the people. And that makes sense when you think in the fact that joy is opposite to depression, and the dopamine that is released, again, is opposite to depression. So, yeah, it's wonderful for depression. It's also for pain. It will lessen the pain. They had a particular research study, which I would never be a part of. I probably wouldn't be a part of almost any of them, but this one particularly, they had people focusing on childhood melodies, it's interesting, and receiving safe electric shocks, and they decreased their pain by 17%, which is quite a bit. So I would say you don't have to do the electric shocks. That's just to prove that just focusing on these melodies that you enjoyed as a child, bringing up those memories, will reduce pain. And then they had found that children listening to upbeat music when they were having, unfortunately, IVs or whatever things were going on with the kids, if they had them listen to upbeat music, those children would say there's a huge difference when they're not listening to it. And this was reported in the Journal of the American Medical Association, Pediatrics, the magazine. Also, studies in music back to adults would reduce the pain of fibromyalgia, which is a very painful affliction, and the pain for cancer patients. So reducing pain and bringing joy and increasing the immune system and lowering blood pressure and lowering anxiety, I mean, this is remarkable. And the things that it's done for Alzheimer's patients, absolutely remarkable. This is all music, different types of music. Interestingly enough, plants respond to music also, and it happens that they prefer Bach and Beethoven. They don't do well, quite frankly, with rock music. They like the beats of the classical music. There are school experiments, and the children will plant seeds in little containers of soil, and they'll put one half of those little containers in an area where there is music, and the other in an area where there is no music. And they will watch the plants with the music grow sometimes 3, 4, 5 times faster and higher when music is being played.
So with this kind of research, folks, how much more information do you need? How much more motivation do you need to get involved with music, whatever level you want, and really tap into its healing benefits? I just want to share one poem set to music called I'm Happy, because I really do focus on being happy, because I know the healing benefits of happiness is good for your health. I'm happy, happy, happy. And just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends is live your best life. Here, Joyce Barry and friends, we advise you, we support you to be very healthy. We teach you, we want you to be very wealthy. Join us in a home business. We will give you a choice. Be your own boss, make money, and rejoice. All that we recommend has been put to the test. Each and every one is simply the best. Live your very best life as well you should. Listen to Success Coach Joyce. Be happy, be healthy, and feel so good. So those are the things I highly recommend. Listen to Joyce Barry and friends, and listen to music. Actually, three things. And listen to Beverly Nadler, our fabulous health guru.
Thank you, Joyce. I love that poem. And if music can make you happy, I'd like to share two lovely quotes about music. One's Duke Ellington: music is my mistress, and she plays second fiddle to no one.
I like that. Yes.
And then one from Oliver Wendell Holmes: take a music bath once or twice a week for a few seasons, and you will find that it is to the soul what the water bath is to the body.
Very, very good. I want to recommend another show. We're talking about the healing power of music. I want to recommend a show called The Healing Power of Animals, and that by health guru Beverly Nadler, which was on June 1, 2018. So if you go to our archives, I think that's an extraordinary healing message also, The Healing Power of Animals. Beverly did that as well. And Beverly, we're talking about your great poems, your great shows. You also have great books and a great website. So why don't you take a moment and share about your books and your website?
My website is BeverlyNadler.com, and it's an educational website. It has everything that Joyce said. It has my poetry on there. It has the kind of classes and things that I teach, motivation, and it actually is a website to educate you on what really works in life. And one of the things that's on there that you might want to look into is the links for my books. Vibrational Harmony is, and it's interesting, Vibrational Harmony, music is vibrations, and music that is harmonious with you is so healing. But the fact is, that's the name of the book, because everything is energy and everything is vibration. So you can click on these links and you can find out much more about the things that I teach, the things that I do, and a lot about how to make your life, enhance your life. Plus, I can redirect you to a website that is not directly on there, and you can get download a special gift for Joyce's clients and listeners, and that is vibrationalharmony.biz. Biz, it does not have anything to do with business except the business of healing. And there are two ebooks on there that you can download free. They're actual books, not pamphlets. And they are, one is on the laws of the body, because I tend more on my website to teach about the laws of the mind and the spirit. But this is the laws of the body, and another on how to deal with stress. So I highly recommend those websites, and I highly recommend that you download this free information, because, quite frankly, I've been told by many people, why is that free? Why isn't that part of a book? Well, right now, that's what it is, and it's available to you. So thank you, Joyce, for recommending that people go to my website. I did put a lot of time and energy and love into the information on there, because you know, life is it's not easy. And the more we know how to take care of ourselves, and certainly listening to music and listening to this show is something that will uplift you. It really, truly will.
I just want to say that Beverly's website, vibrationalharmony.biz, is an affirmation that just perhaps the best things in life are free. With those free ebooks on that site, you really don't want to miss out, folks. Do go to that website and enjoy it. Beverly, back to you. Oh, my God, time flies when you're having fun. And I love this show, so we could have 10 shows on what's healing, the healing power of animals, the healing power of music, the healing power of listening to Beverly Nadler. So what else do you want to share with us?
Well, that's interesting that you just said time flies when you're having fun, because it is a fact that time does fly when you're enjoying yourself. Scientists have shown repeatedly that people judge a period of waiting as shorter when music is playing. Retailers use this to their advantage, and they'll play music so you stay longer and spend more in their stores. When you go out to dine, more drinks and food are sold in bars and restaurants when slow music is played. And grocery sales increase by 38% when the background music is slow. So, yes, music does have an effect on how we feel about time. So it's interesting that you mentioned that. I do have a poem, but first I did say before that I would be going to share something else from this music therapist. And what she also shared a number of things about music being linked to the autonomic nervous system. It actually affects your nervous system, and that is the master system in the body. And she herself used music during labor and delivery. And I'd like to share what she had to say with that, because I found it extremely interesting. And if there's anybody out there who is either pregnant or thinking about it, this may be of interest to you. Because music is so important to me, I selected the pieces to use during labor and delivery very carefully. For early labor, I would relax to Brahms. For active labor, when I needed to stay focused on my breathing, I chose music with a strong tempo and rhythm, Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. For transition, when I knew it would hurt the most, I had gathered a combination of music from the songs with the strongest positive memories from my childhood: Madonna, Elvis Costello, Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries, whose angry lifts and falls would mirror what was going on in my body. I wholeheartedly believe and have experienced that music can alleviate the physical pain of childhood. Childbirth. I'm
wow.
Sorry.
That is amazing. That really is amazing. Tell your pregnant friends to listen to this show, folks, and their husbands as well.
That's right. But, you know, today when women are pregnant, they usually tell people we are pregnant. They don't say my wife is pregnant. They say we are pregnant. I thought that was very, I noticed that on TV shows, that they would announce it that way. And I thought that's interesting because the father is taking more interest in this miracle of birth. And I think that's a great thing. So I'm ready to share my poem. And it is called Life is a Blessing. Life is a blessing. Live it that way. Express your gratitude as you awaken each day. Feel the power that flows inside you. Hear the divine voice ever ready to guide you. Life is a magnificent, and when there is pain, look for the blessing, the sun behind the rain. Listen to music. Move to the rhythm you feel. Music is a blessing. It has the power to heal. Open your heart and your spirit will soar. Let go of the past. Walk through a new door. Live in the present. It's God's gift to you. Tomorrow brings new blessings when dreams can come true.
Again, Beverly, awesome, extraordinary, fabulous. And talk about blessings. I want to share my poem called You've Made a Difference that you inspired. Today and every day, I feel very blessed because you are in my life. You are simply the best. You really are special in all you say and do. You've made a difference in my life. I'm so thankful to have you. What can I do? What can I say? You really are amazing in every single way. You are wonderful and wise. You are powerful and strong. With you in my life, what could possibly go wrong? Just so you know, what I strive to be is always there for you, as you are always there for me. I know the angel sent you. I know how much you care. You are clearly in my life because God has put you there. So that's a tribute to you, Miss Beverly Nadler.
Wow, that is an extraordinary poem, and the sentiments, I mean, I say ditto for you, but that is so beautiful, and I thank you so much, and it goes directly to my heart. I'm so grateful that you're in my life, that you're my dearest friend, that we have been friends for decades, and that I'm on your show regularly every week because it is one of the joys and pleasures of my life.
I thank you for that, and it's always a joy and pleasure when you're on the show. It's like, oh, everything is handled. Beverly is on today. I'm always so happy when you are on. And just so you know, folks, she is the only one, Beverly is the only one that has a weekly program, Here's to Your Health Thursday. So you don't want to miss listening every day, but most especially on Thursday. I just want to reflect for a moment on my website, joycebarry.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, my official website, which shows all the kind of things that I give seminar programs and coaching on, and that has countless endorsements from people all over the country. So let me just share some of my favorites with you folks.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you could handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me? Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Berry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Berry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, I love hearing from our listeners. In the subject line, you could put Beverly or you could put music, either one. I like to know the show that directed you to write to me, that inspired you. Love to hear your comments, your recommendations, especially if you know great guests, great people. Absolutely write to Joyce Berry, Coach Joyce at AOL.com. We talked about the healing power of music. I referred you to the show, The Healing Power of Animals. And I also want to recommend that you tap into the healing power of laughter. That's why I like sharing those fun endorsements with you. And it's because we have renowned psychic Peter Marks. He can always connect us to those who passed. So we love to bring them back to endorse the show. So having said that, Beverly Nadler, what message do you want to leave our audience with today?
Turn on music, sing, play an instrument, dance to music. You can turn on, there's a television, a whole series of channels in which they play every kind of music that you can imagine. And that particular way of listening to music, if you don't have anything else, just let that play in the background. And you can choose the type of music that you want. It's a wonderful thing. It's healing that literally is free and available and so healing.
Yeah, I talked about that show that I listened. I tap into that before I go to sleep, and I either click on easy listening, which is your elevator music. There's no commercials on the shows, no ads at any time. It's just music. And the other one I just love is the oldies that all got gold records. Those are my two favorites. I love you, Beverly Nadler. I think you're extraordinary in every way imaginable. That's why on June 4th, it should be declared a national holiday, the day of your birthday.
Thank you.
It certainly is a favorite holiday of mine, June 4th, Beverly's birthday. And folks, let me close with my message, which is really listen to this show every day, because every day will offer you something else. Every day will offer you a great guest, a great message, a great way to make a difference in your life, and do share the links with others. And here is my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. We do love you. We do care about you. We do want you to be happy. And we ask you folks to go out and you make someone happy today. Do a random act of kindness. Pay it forward. And we invite you to laugh along with us, dance along with us, and sing along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Berry Mass.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Berry Mash.
Joyce Berry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.